Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. My name is Gemma Garcia, and I just ordered one of your sample bottles. And after I had put in my card number and all the information that you want from it, I noticed that I didn't put in that I live in Brooklyn. After I put private house, apparently private house was twice, and I didn't see where I should have put in the state that I live in, Brooklyn and New York. So I didn't see a number to call you on, so I went back to the beginning, and I scrolled down until I got where I had to put my name in and all my pertinent information, but the only information that I didn't put in was my card information, because I figured that was the correct, you have the correct information as far as the card is concerned, but my address to bill me for the card said something entirely different from my actual address. So is it possible that you could look for it on your system?
Yes, I can take a look and see for you. What's your email address?
My email address is Gemma, G-E-M-M-A-G, 467 at yahoo.com.
All right, so you said G-E-M-M-A?
Yeah, G.
467 at Gmail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, not a Gmail. At yahoo.com.
Yahoo. I'm sorry about that. All right, so that was G-E-M-M-A-G 467 at yahoo.com.
Right.
Hold on 1 second.
And the card information in the first order is correct, except that my address wasn't correct, so I figured I better either reorder this thing or call you and tell you what it is. I did put in the correct address, though, afterwards.
Okay. And what's your zip code?
11207.
Did you receive an email confirmation?
No, didn't receive anything, because when I realized after I had put in the card number and the expiration date and all that, I looked up at the address and I said, oh, Gemma, you didn't even check it properly, because you know, sometimes when you put your finger on the numbers, it's not always the correct number.
Yes.
Well, I realized that that's what was done. So I, but I had already put in the card information. So I went back to the beginning and I put in the, I even said done on the stupid thing. I went back to the beginning and scrolled down until I reached to where to place an order. And I put in my name, my address. I live at 438 Vermont Street, and Brooklyn, New York. It's a private house. I put PH for private house, and Brooklyn, New York, 11207. So I figured, and then I saw your number, and I says, "Oh, great! Well, maybe now I could call and say what my predicament is." You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. All right, let's see. Yes, ma'am, I'm not pulling up anything in our system.
You're not pulling up anything in your system? Not even the card? It's a signature card.
No, ma'am, I'm not pulling up anything. I'm putting your phone number that you're contacting us with, your zip code, and your
you
email address.
You didn't ask me for my phone number.
Okay, ma'am, what's
my phone number?
Yes, ma'am, I put in the phone number that you're calling from.
I put in a phone number. Okay,
No,
917-836-5804.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not pulling up anything with that number.
You're not pulling up anything with that number? Well, then I'm going to have to call the bank and tell them to cancel any kind of stuff coming in for this keto.
Yes, ma'am.
Fat
the order, if I'm not able to pull up anything, that means the order wasn't processed successfully.
It wasn't processed successfully, but
no, ma'am. And if you didn't receive an, if you didn't receive any confirmation email, that means the order wasn't processed.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me check it. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you couldn't track it by the card number? Because that has
I can,
all my information on it.
Yes, ma'am. I can with the first 6 digits and the last four.
The first 6 digits and the last four?
Yes, ma'am.
It's a MasterCard.
Yes, ma'am. The first 6 digits and the last four.
5145. 2815. 9421.
Okay, you said 9421.
And I'm just ordering one bottle of it because I don't know that it's going to work on me. So if not, tomorrow morning I'm calling the bank. Not tomorrow, Sunday. Monday morning, I'm calling a bank and the bank. Oh, actually, I'm actually calling the bank and leaving a message, and then I'll call back on Monday.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not pulling up anything
charge
with that
coming in,
with that card number.
Anything coming up on it is not going to work.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your name?
Elisha is E-L-I-S-H-A.
Elisha, and the name of this company is... The keto, what? The keto diet?
Well, ma'am, we're a third-party company. We have multiple different companies that we sponsor.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
And you can't trace it? And you cannot trace it?
No, ma'am.
Okay,
I'm not
so then I'm going to call the bank now to leave a message for the person I deal with at the bank. And have this canceled.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because if any kind of stuff is put against my card, I'm going to go to those nice four guys and the two women and the three guys, I think it is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah, and tell them what thieves you are. You know? So,
yes, ma'am.
And then I did it a second time. Okay, but I didn't put in my card number, so let me see what, and you couldn't trace that?
No, ma'am.
You couldn't pull it up at all?
No, ma'am.
So how could you have so many different companies working for you, and you cannot, you don't
well,
have
ma'am,
a
once
way
I've,
of tracing
once
it?
I've, no, ma'am, it's not that. Once I put in your information, and it doesn't come up in our system, it means that you haven't processed the order with us.
I did process the order. I just did it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Did
it
you receive a confirmation? Did you receive a
it
confirmation
on...
email once the order was processed?
I don't think the order was processed because the address would have ended up being fake. Is the point here? That's why when I realized that what it is I had typed wasn't right, so I thought I would put in a new order and then call you and tell you the card information on the number on the order before it. It's only for one lousy bottle for $5 and change. Okay, but the address is incorrect. It's going to 835, I think it is. That's a couple of blocks past me. You know what I mean? So, you know what? If it comes past your desk, you could cancel it. Lock, stock, and barrel. And I'm going to put a cancellation on this card. And I'm calling the minute I hang up from you. Okay, keto or no keto, I'll keep my belly fat. Thank you. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so very much.